setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about you, specifically who you are, how unique you really are, what you were created to do. We're talking about the work, the impact, where you can do it, where you want to do it, and then the journey. How do you get there? That's what we cover because, well, somebody needs to do it, because I'm going to tell you something. There are too many people that are just trying to make it to the weekend. You're just living for the weekend because your job is just that. It's just a job. I'm just doing it because I got to pay the bills. Ugh. May not hate it. Maybe you're not miserable. Some of you are. Some of you are like, I'm just okay with it. But you know deep down, those of you that are just kind of okay with it, that there's more. Some of you are on that path and you want to move faster. So whoever you are, wherever you are, what you're doing, we're here for you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. So if we're going to talk about getting promoted, and we are, it's stage five of our seven stages to work you up. Stage one, get clear. Stage two, get qualified. Stage three, get connected. Stage four, get started. Stage five, get promoted. So for those of you that are actively trying to get promoted, or you're thinking about getting promoted, a high percentage, I'll say 95% of people who get promoted, it's not just income that increases, it will be influence that increases. And what I mean is simply this. Most of the time when you get promoted and you keep getting promoted, you will eventually move into some type of leadership or management role, right? And it's just part of the deal. Now, there are plenty of positions that you can get promoted where it's just an income and you're not leading people. But most of the time, as you get promoted, there will be some level of influence of leadership. And so there's a Forbes article out there with some really good information. This one quick morning habit makes you a better leader, based on a study. So study was done where the researchers studied both current and aspiring leaders and found that when those current or aspiring leaders reflected on what kind of leader they wanted to be, so this is futuristic thinking, even if they're in a leadership position, and those that aren't, but they're futuristically looking forward, and if they were consistent in reflecting on the type of leader they wanted to be, it actually was a huge benefit. Now, no surprise here, but some of the direct things were they were likely more likely to help coworkers, and they were more likely to engage in strategic vision than on the days when they didn't reflect. So the scene here, let's set the scene. In the morning, most of the time, maybe in the evening, as they go forward, they reflected on the type of leader they wanted to be. Meditate on it. Two direct results. They were more likely to help others, and they were more likely to engage in strategic vision. Why? Because that type of reflection sets your mind and your heart on the same path, and it's literally like osmosis. You know, this is okay. Now it's just an organic movement that you learned about in probably the fifth or sixth grade. So here are the specific prompts that came from this study, and I want to give these to you. And here's a couple things you can ask yourself when you are reflecting. What are some of your proudest leadership moments? What qualities do you have that make you a good leader or will make you a good leader? Who do you aspire to be as a leader? What does that look like? Create this image. Maybe this is what people say about you in 360 reviews. And then what effect do you want to have on those you lead? Now, there could be way more. These are just kind of outlined from those who did the study. But I think those are really, really good. And so this is the exercise. To sit quietly and literally reflect. Reflect on who you want to be as a leader. Looking at what talents do I have that I can maximize in leadership? What character qualities do I have? What's the leadership work that I love to do? You know, because look, you can take the sweet spot teaching that we share every day here on the show and go, wait a second, as a leader, what am I really, really talented at? I should only be doing those things or trying to remove most things that aren't that. So I'm delegating or eliminating. As a leader, what's the work that I really love to do? And so this reflection on who I want to be, what do I want said about me? How do I want to interact? What are the results that I want to help lead? What a valuable exercise this is. So valuable. Because here's what happens. When we begin to strategically reflect, so this is intentional thinking, emotions are spun up. And that's what I mean by engaging when you get the head and the heart on the same page. It's going to affect your actions big time. Because when I begin to think and reflect about an ideal scenario, one way of saying this is a desired future. When I reflect on a desired future, it's so positive. Some of you go, well, wait a second. When I reflect on a desired future, all I do is I quickly start thinking about how the fact is I'm not there and all this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, that's because you're not reflecting. You're not being disciplined in your thinking. Because if you stay disciplined, say, no matter how hard things are right now, no matter how uncertain things are right now, this is the desired future that I long for. Then I'm telling you, as you begin to think and focus about that, your emotions now take over. The emotions are just like, oh, I'm excited about this. I'm grateful for the opportunity to go for this. Whatever it is. And those emotions solidify action. They just do. And so the studies show that leaders were more helpful, more engaged, and leaders were more strategic in vision casting as a result of the habit of reflection. So that's the takeaway. You want to grow? You want to get promoted into leading others? Start now. By reflecting on the leader you want to be, the person you want to be, the places you want to be, what type of leadership you want to exhibit, what are the results you want to help lead. Reflecting on that, it's just going to give you the juice. I'm telling you, your eyes are wide open. You're walking in, the antenna is up, your heart and head are completely engaged, and that's why we see those results from the study. Heads up, hearts open, and my focus is where it needs to be. My emotions are where they need to be. And as a result, I'm making a bigger difference, which feeds more of the promotion. So, you want to get promoted? Start reflecting on purpose, about the desired future, who you want to be, what you want to do, where you want to do it. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started. Get promoted, get the dream job so you can give yourself away. Truly work like no one else. You can enjoy going to work on Mondays. You can make the money you want and the impact you desire. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. What's your question? You got an either or? You got a, I have no idea what I will do with my life. Hey, Ken, I'm on the path. I want to get promoted faster. All of those questions, that's what we deal with. Let's go to Robert, who joins us in Millerton, New York. Robert, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, Robert. How can I help?
All right. So I currently have done every job that you could possibly think of to do with manual labor. And I honestly feel like I'm at the end of my route with doing that kind of work. I don't mind it. Like, I'll do it. But I feel like I want to branch out and do something more like real estate or, like, sell cars or something to do with those kind of, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. And? What's your question?
Really, I just have such like a staggered mind, and I just don't know where I really want to go in my life, and I just kind of need like a little pep up. And
sure, I think you actually. What if I told you, Robert, that I think, I could be wrong, but I think you know where you want to go. You're just not sure how to get there, or you're not sure how to get there, and you're looking for permission to actually go after it because there's so much doubt. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, basically.
There we go. So let's start with what we know, and let's suspend doubt for a moment, okay? And let's suspend, you know, I'm not quite sure what the best way to go is or isn't. Where do you want to go? Say it with confidence, because you just told me you knew, so tell me.
Well, the only manual labor job that I've really been able to succeed in is furniture moving.
You're not answering my question. Robert, what do you want to go after?
That's something that I'm not really sure.
Well, now, Robert, you just told me you were sure. You told me you knew where you wanted to go. You weren't sure how to get there. So let's you and I get on the same page. I can't help you if I don't know what I'm trying to help you with.
Yes.
Okay, let me help you.
Really just financial freedom. Just I'm about to have a daughter soon here, and I'm just really just trying to set her up for the best life and
yeah,
be around
I get
for
it.
Her
I get it. I get it. But that's not the answer.
Yes.
You want to go into real estate. Is that right?
Yes, I believe I want to jump into it.
You mentioned real estate and cars. And so why'd you mention cars?
Because I like... I like cars, and I just felt like I could succeed in that kind of business if I were to jump into
it. What do you like about cars? Why do you like cars?
I've just always loved, like, racing and stuff like that, and I've always just, I used to work at a racetrack, and I used to deliver food to the racers, and I would, like, just, like, glorify overseeing the racers' cars.
Are you an engine guy? Are you a gearhead, or are you just, like, the sleek look and the performance? Or is it both?
Yeah, more of like a performance and just like racing-wise,
Okay. So real estate is only a thing for you because you think you're going to be independent, you can set your own schedule, and essentially have no financial limits depending on, you know, if you're just selling a bunch of houses, nothing. There's nobody capping you. You are your own cap. Is that why real estate, or do you really enjoy real estate as a thing? Because I can hear it in your voice, you love cars. I'm not sure you love real estate. I think it's just an option.
Yeah, it's more so just like a kind of like a backup plan, kind of. Like
I don't want to talk backup. I don't want to talk. Yeah. Listen. I don't want to talk backup plans. You didn't call me to talk backup plans. You called me because you're scared because you got a kid on the way.
Yes.
You're scared and confused. And I'm telling you to stop thinking. I need you to answer with your heart. Robert, what would you do tomorrow if I promised you you'd make plenty of money and you could take care of that little girl? What would you do tomorrow? What would you try? You'd have to commit to it because you're a young guy, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I'm 23. I just turned 23.
You're 23, man. You're a kid. Okay, I don't say that negatively. That's just a fact. What would you do tomorrow if I guaranteed you plenty of money, you feel very, very secure financially, and you also didn't have to commit the rest of your life to this profession, but you would try this knowing that you were going to make really good money? What would you do? Robert, you've already answered the question. You're just not telling me. I know when I asked you that, something popped in your head. What popped in your head?
That's just like outlandish kind of thing. Like that's like race car driver.
It's not outlandish. It's not outlandish. It might seem outlandish. It's not. That's the problem. I can't help you if you don't tell me the mountaintop. I didn't say you were going to climb it tomorrow, did I? I said, what would you do if I could put you on a mountaintop? Now say it.
Really just be my own boss, just kind of make my own schedule. But I just don't know what that career would really be, you know?
No, Robert, you just said it, dude. I don't know what you're so scared of. Do you want to be involved in racing or not? Because that's what you said. You're trying to back out of it. Why are you so ashamed of saying it?
I just feel like I've been so like beat down by it, and just like I feel like I just can't do it because I honestly have no money to really branch into that.
I get it. I get it.
Game.
Yes and no. Do you think you're just going to, what would you do in the racing industry? What would be the dream job in the racing industry? Is it driving a car? Is it being a part of the crew? What is it?
Driving the car.
Okay. So, here's the deal. You've always wanted to race a car, okay? And I know you're 23, and I know it's a long shot, but guess what? I started into broadcasting at 33, and I didn't know anybody, and I wanted to have a national program. So, I started 10 years after you. Here's the point. If you settle without ever going for it, it's going to have an effect on you. Now, I don't know that you're going to make it as a race car driver. But I have the sneaky suspicion that if you started getting involved in racing, and let's say you never made it to the race driver position, but you were involved in racing, I suggest to you that you'd still be pretty on fire, pretty happy.
Yeah, just to kind of like escape and do it for like, I'm not saying that it has to be like my full-time career, but just to kind of like, just to do it for like fun, I feel like I would enjoy doing it for fun.
All right, so here's my point.
If I could just get away for a
little bit. So if you want to get after real estate, if you think real estate or selling cars gives you the best option to make money, okay, then great, go for it. But you better pursue the racing stuff on the side, and you better start using the proximity principle. Go, wait a minute, are there any race teams around me? Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
You got a baby on the way, though.
Yes.
So you got to stay
in August.
You got to stay in that area, right? You're pretty much landlocked.
Yeah. I mean, I was born in this small town, so I'm basically kind of stuck here.
No, you're
not stuck, but
no.
I enjoy it.
Okay. So here's my point. Then you're going to have to decide, do I want to eventually work with cars, in some way work with cars? And I think that's where your heart is. So you've had a bunch of odd jobs. You've had a bunch of manual labor jobs where you've probably made what? Somewhere between 15 to 20 bucks an hour?
Yes.
Okay. So where can you go make that kind of money and then get your financial house in order, pay off your debt, bust it, and get to a point where you maybe got a job and a half making that kind of money, and you got to decide if you're going to get married and you get your financial house in order and follow the baby steps from Ramsey Solutions. You can step into this, but you've got to start getting around the race industry in your neck of the woods, which is going to be somewhat limited, okay? So you got to decide, is that going to be kind of a professional passion, or is it going to be a hobby-level passion, which just feeds my soul, and I'm going to go out there and sell homes or work on cars or sell cars and take care of my family. But you're so locked up right now going, I can't get there. I'm stuck in this small town. Now, you need to change your thinking. And you'll start to see some possibilities open. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. You're listening to the Ken Coleman Show. I want to say hello And a thank you to all of our listeners from listening around the world, because we take the radio show, we podcast it every afternoon, and as a result, we get callers from all around the globe. And so I want to say hello to all of you who listen. I know you got a lot of options out there in the podcast world, so very, very grateful for you. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Mitchell joins us. Mitchell, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Mitchell, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Me too.
Good.
So I'm the one that you asked me to call in because I used your principles to finally get a career that really changed my path of where my life is going to go.
Good.
And the previous job I had, I was on the road a lot, and I got to listen to you and Dave all the time. So I ended up going to your website and getting the Ken Coleman guide and the resume guide. Spent the $10 that it was, and I had an interview with a company in February that I wasn't, you know, overly qualified for. I had some of the qualifications that they needed, but they had a lot more on there that I didn't have. But I went with it anyway because I thought I might be able to get in. So I had the interview with them back in February, and I found out 2 weeks ago that they gave me the job.
Nice way to go, Mitchell.
It's a huge career jump. It's one of those ones where, you know, I'm 29 and I feel like I finally got, you know, that adult career, that adult job.
Nice.
And but even in the interview, he said this is one of the simplest but most detailed resumes I've had that's only one page long.
How about
so
that?
I definitely credit you and everything you've taught about that, because it helped me so much, because before I would just try to make myself sound better than I was on my resume. And then I used your principles and your resume guide and just kept it simple and everything that I'd done that related to the new job. And, you know, 2 months later, I got the call that I got it.
That's awesome. Well, good job. Thanks for trusting the resource. And folks, you heard Mitchell say it, you know, when the resume got in front of the hiring manager, they had never seen anything so simple yet so clear in one page. And the lesson, Mitchell, is that hiring managers, they're not looking for your biography, are they?
No.
What are they looking for, in your words?
They're looking for what your experience is.
Yeah.
And that relates to the job.
Yeah. Can you help me win? Right?
Right. And I said that in the interview too. I said, I'm not worried about the salary. I just want to know what I can bring to the table. And just like you said in your show,
yeah,
there's plenty of people like Dave talks about that say, I want the job, but you know, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
And that's the last thing that was on my mind.
Well, that's awesome.
I told them, you know, I have a little bit of experience, but I want to, you know, grow that with this company. And I said that in the interview. And I mean, the interview was 2 hours long, but
wow,
it was one of those things where I felt like it was more my personality that landed me the job than the actual experience that I had. And I think that's a big thing for people listening too.
Sure it is
that sometimes if you sell yourself and how you actually are in the interview, the resume is just a little bit of the icing on the cake on that, but they want to hear from the actual person.
Yeah, see, the resume, that's right. The resume gets their attention, but you still got to crush it in the interview. And they are making the decision, do I think this is the best person to help me win? And the likability factor and the chemistry is all huge. So congratulations, Mitchell. Let's hear it, Joe, for Mitchell. There we go. Mitchell landed the job. Way to go. I love it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's see. Joe is up next. Let's see if I can say this right. Vacaville, California. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh, hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call, man.
You bet. What's up?
So, since I'm a second-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
So I called in 2018. Asking, can I leave my job? Can I leave my job with student loan debt for my wife, even though it's not mine? And you said you work together. So fast forward, just to kind of fast forward to March 2020. We completed her debt of $125,000. And now we're at that point where you told me to stay the course, continue my business on the side, and I'm at a point. I'm super nervous right now what the outcome of this is going to be, but
You're super nervous about what? About what I'm going to tell you?
Yeah, exactly.
Why? Why are you so nervous?
Because I've listened to the show and I kind of know where this is going to go.
Oh. All right. Well, hit me with it. So let me get this straight. You guys busted it and paid off all that debt.
Yes, correct.
That's incredible.
For 2 years.
That's incredible. Yeah. $125,000, you said?
Yeah. She went on to be a doctor. So like...
Fantastic.
That's where all the debt came from.
All right. Yeah. And so your side business, remind me what your side business is or has been.
The side business is screen printing and laser engraving.
Okay,
so
great.
We do those two different things.
All right. Yeah, anyway. So what's your question? You set this up way too much. Hit me with it.
Yeah. So March. Okay. So pandemic hit. I had to move out. The business kind of took a hit where I had to move from there to my garage, and we're still operating. The volume has lessened, and that got me. It's got me shook. And I also mentally, if I were to jump from my current job to the business and the focus on it, and to scale it, and all that stuff, it is right now. It is making less than what I would make at my regular job.
And how much?
Scares me a lot. So I take home $100,000 a year from my regular job.
Okay, and how much now, are you? How much are you making on the screen?
This will bring in $2,000 to $2,500 a month.
Yeah,
which is less. Right?
Well, you guys can't afford that, can you?
Yes, we can. Yeah, we can afford it.
Because you're debt free, and your wife's now a doctor, so you're only debt free. She's making what?
She makes $125 plus. Yeah.
Okay. So right now you guys are roughly at 225 plus, let's call it the 2000 a month. So we'll call it 24,000. So you guys are just a shade under, I mean, you're right at 250.
Yeah. Correct.
And so if you walk away from the $100,000 job, you guys are going to move to about 150. That's to start.
Yeah.
So what's your question? I mean, I hear you. What's your question for me?
My question is, how do I move? Like, how do I get over mentally to? Because financially, this is not the problem. The problem is in my head. Something is blocking me from moving on to stepping into what I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to go.
Well, my guess is it's a combination of fear and doubt. You're afraid that if you jump full time and you go after it and it fails, you're afraid what others are going to say.
Correct. I feel like I'll be a failure. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not true.
It's my baby, right? The business is like, man, I love this so much, and I know that it serves a purpose.
But why are you considering? Why are you considering going full time? Because you feel like that's the only way it's going to survive is if you go all in.
I'm considering going full time because the job that I currently have, I like the people, not necessarily, and the work that it does is good. It's just on a graveyard shift.
Okay, so is your wife in support? Is your wife in support of you going full time?
Oh yeah, she is. She is huge support.
All right, then go. Then go.
Oh no.
Yeah. You knew I was going to say that. It took me a while.
I knew it.
Well, I didn't know where we were going at first.
Yeah.
But I got to get all the facts. But you don't look. You have nothing to worry about. I mean, in all essence, the only way it fails is if you decide to quit. You're not going to go into debt because you've learned that battle. You learned that lesson, and you guys paid off your student loan. So you're not going to go in debt for the business. And at the end of the day, if you don't need your income, then there's really no pressure. So why in the world? The only way you fail is if you quit. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Then get over it. Go make it work. Figure out how to make it work. There's no pressure. See, the reason I say go for it is because your wife supports it, number one. Number two, you don't need it financially. And so there's zero pressure for you. Zero. It's worked before. It made more money before. So figure out what worked, what's changed, and let's re-up and go after it. Don't even think twice about it at all. Go, Joe. You knew I was going to say it. You could have got to it a little faster if you knew what I was going to say. There's nothing to be afraid of. Go do it. What you ought to be afraid of is regret if you don't go for it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear so they can confidently step out on the path to fulfilling their purpose. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Clay joins us. Clay, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. Excited to talk to you.
You bet. What's going on?
So here's my deal. I'm 29 years old. I just feel like I'm at a crossroads in my life. I've literally spent the last decade of my life like pursuing music, trying to be a rock star, the cliche deal, doing everything I can to like become famous star, rock star, what I want to do for a living. And it sounds far-fetched, but it's literally what I've spent my entire 20s doing. And I'm at this point now where it's like, it's became more and more realistic. Like, okay, it's getting there. It's getting there. I'm not just dreaming. It's becoming closer and closer, but it's also so far away and it's such a gamble. I'm at this point now where I'm like, do I keep doing this into my 30s? Like I'll be 30 in October. I'm just like, I love it and I want to play, but I'm like, this is becoming, you know, unrealistic now because I feel like I'm getting older and my chances are just getting slimmer and slimmer. And I'm just like at this crossroads where I'm like, I need to figure out what I can do for a living that's actually like practical.
Well,
or do I keep going?
Well, let's break this down. So you started off by saying that you're making progress, that you were making progress and things were happening. It doesn't feel that far off. Then 1 minute later, you're saying it feels unrealistic. So which is it?
Well, you know, it becomes like it's realistic to the sense where, yes, I'm making progress, but it's still such a gamble.
Wait a second. What's progress mean? What does that mean?
Well, you're getting noticed. You're getting your songs are out there. People are picking them up. People are loving it. I'm winning awards and things like that. But I'm still such a small fish in this.
Okay, so are you an independent artist?
No, I have a band.
I understand. I'm sorry. Are you on a label or are you an indie?
Oh, okay. No, I'm not on a label. I'm not signed at all.
Okay. Do you want to be signed? Do you want the band to be on a label or you want to go the indie route?
I would absolutely love to be signed.
Okay. Have you tried that process?
Yes.
And?
We haven't. And what had happened was we hadn't gotten any luck with it. And it's just so the music industry itself is so different now.
Very different. You know, but when you said people are buying your albums, people are liking it, you're winning awards. What do you mean? What kind of awards? Are they industry awards?
Nothing necessarily industry awards. I mean, we like our, for example, there's a national, actually international, music review site that rated our album top 10 of 2019. And we won local, or I should say more regional awards as far as best band and West Michigan and things like that. But we haven't been on a tour yet. We haven't.
Why?
It's I don't know.
Sure you do.
I just don't know.
Sure you do. How long's the band been together?
On a serious level, like 5 years.
Yeah, and you've never been on a tour. And you say you don't know why. Well, because you haven't tried to go to the next level instead of going big time. See, there's no big time unless you're walking through next level, then what's the next level, next level, and then eventually someone discovers you. But I don't feel like it's time to quit right now because it feels like you've gotten enough momentum. If these are all legitimate sites and legitimate awards, not some popularity contest where your fans went out and you know, if this is legit and you guys are getting booked. Now, again, you just went through COVID, so I'm sure that's affected things, right?
It has.
Well, then I don't think you quit right now. I think you get back to where you're playing gigs again. I think you got to go what's next level. And I think next level is you got to connect with some booking agents that aren't just in Michigan and start going, okay, regionally, what can we do in Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And let's expand to become a good regional band. And let's see if we can up our gigs, up our revenue in the next 12 months. And then after that, we go, what's the next level after that? Well, we want to start, let's see if we can get a distribution deal that has nothing to do with a label. We can still keep pitching labels. But what if we get out there and through Apple Music and Spotify or whatever, and our music's out there, and we start proving that we can sell music direct to people? That's the future anyway. There's nothing stopping you. And then, by the way, you're doing this while holding down a day job.
Right, exactly.
I just think it's too soon to quit based on what I heard. There's always the fallback plan, dude. So I'm giving you permission to keep going. Listen, I started in broadcasting. I started at home in my sweatpants by saying, I'm going to go after this at 33. And I did. And it took me 7 years, dude, just to get to Ramsey. Then another 3 to get the dream job. I would not quit. Go do some research today. How long it took some big-time bands to get discovered. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Life's too short to just work a J-O-B. You need to be in your sweet spot, doing what you were created to do. That sweet spot is the intersection of your talent, what you do best, your passion, work you love to do, and then your mission, the results that you want to accomplish to produce these results in the world. And if the job isn't an alignment of those three things, meaning you're able to use what you do best, to do what you love, to produce results that matter, then that ought to be a short-term situation. And it's okay if it's short-term, but it ought not be long-term. Couple things real quick. The Get Hired event, it's our second installment, big hit last June. Anybody who wants to get hired and you're looking for the edge, whether you're starting out, maybe you need to kind of upgrade, make a little bit more money, some of you are switching, the Get Hired event's going to give you the edge. It is April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And we're doing it live here from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. We're going to have about 200 people live. So if you're close to Nashville, you'd like to come in that day, go to kencolma.com in the store or ramseysolutions.com/events. Ticket started just $20. We've got several tiers. And this is a great, great event. Again, live stream. So anywhere you've got a device in the world. And then again, we're going to have the live audience as well. April the 27th, Get Hired, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Ticket started just $20. RamseySolutions.com/events. KenColeman.com in the store. All right, Joe. We love to do this on Monday. A little bit of a fun thing for us where we update you, the listener, from people who have said they've contacted me on Instagram at Ken Coleman or they've emailed the show, ask@kencoleman.com, and they're making progress. We call it Momentum Monday. Oh, yeah. Cassandra said, hey, Ken, I was scared to call the show because I was afraid that my employer would find out. I was just consuming your videos and advice on YouTube. I decided to call in. I'm now in such a better place to fast track long-term dreams. I'm going to be able to buy my first home sooner and make a real difference with my work. Way to go, Cassandra. GF, that's all we got. GF. Don't know what that means, but they do. Gluten-free. Thank you, Joe. I called 2 weeks ago about a plumbing position, and Ken, I wanted you to know I got the job. Thank you, GF. Way to go. Asia writes in, hey, I'm currently doing rideshare, but I am working towards my business idea, putting a lot of thinking and drafting into this for several years, and now I'm moving towards it. Way to go, Asia. That's what it's all about. If you'd like to send us your momentum update, ask@kencoleman.com, or you can reach out on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Ken Coleman. All right, 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Madison and Joe, As a kid, I always loved listening to the radio. It had a profound impact on me. I always loved watching hosts on television, communicators. And one of the things that, just from the earliest that I can remember about loving broadcasters or being fascinated by broadcasting, is when they would say hard to say words, and they would do it so smoothly and effortless. And I was always fascinated, and then eventually grew to marvel the opportunity to watch somebody say what looks like a really hard word to say, or say words that are enjoyable to say. So one of the, just folks, this is extreme ADD right now, okay? But it's important to me, and it's my show, so I'm going to do it. Now, Joe and Madison know where I'm going. I think you know where I'm going. She's rolling her eyes. One of my favorite things is when you get a call and it's from a city that's fun to say. So my all-time favorite, and I think we've had, what, Joe, a handful of calls from Walla Walla?
Oh, yes.
Washington?
Yes.
And I love to say Walla Walla. To my knowledge, the place we're going now where Jessica is on the line, it's the first time I've ever had a caller from Poughkeepsie. And this is like one of the great names of a city or a locale anywhere in the world. Where are you from? Poughkeepsie, New York. And so I'm very excited. Now I've got to say it twice. So here we go. This is very exciting for me. One of the little fringe benefits of hosting a radio show. Let's go to Jessica on the line in Poughkeepsie, New York. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh, wow. Hi, Ken. How are you?
That was quite a setup, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be on the show. I've tried to call in before. I haven't gotten through, but I'm so excited.
Oh, well, great. Today's your day. What's going on?
All right. So I do have a question. Should I stay in a field that I hate while pursuing my passion, or should I make a career switch to something that I like better while working towards my passion?
If you can, it's the latter of the choices. Because you working in something that you hate has all kinds of negative effects on you, as you know. Makes it hard to stay focused on the passion and the dream. It has emotional, mental, physical, all of that. And so if you can get out into a better environment, that's going to allow you to stay with it. It's already hard enough to wait and persevere, to be patient and persevere at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been an accountant for 5 years, and I don't feel excited about the work that I'm doing anymore. I recently made a switch to a new job, and I thought it would maybe be a better environment with the culture, and it just doesn't feel like it's a good fit either. And I'm on baby step two, so there's quite a few things I'm still working on. And my true passion is writing, and I'm considering making a switch to working maybe as a data analyst, because one of my talents, I think I identified because I was doing your quiz online. Mm-hmm. One of my talents is just like dealing with data and being able to analyze and organize it.
Sounds to me already like you'd enjoy that more than accounting.
I think so. Maybe even something that's creative where I'm like visualizing the data where I could see it. I feel like that might be more.
I think you got to listen to this. I think you have to listen to what you're saying. And I'm validating what you're saying. And I think that makes total sense. I think any time that you can involve some creativity in your work while you're day jobbing it in order to get to the dream job, that's going to be better for you, because that's what writing is. It's creativity. And there's no question in my mind that, yes, you should be doing a job. Doesn't have to be a dream job. Doesn't even have to be a full-on sweet spot job. But, you know, it's got to be enjoyable to some level. And for certain, the culture's got to be enjoyable. I mean, I've said this before. You can be right in the middle of your sweet spot in a dream job, and if you're in a crappy culture, you're not going to want to go in. So there's no question in my mind that that's the right move for you, but you got to be careful about it, because I don't want you to take a hit financially because you're making great progress in baby step two. So we bite your lip, hang in there long enough to find something else that's a much better fit. And then there's nothing for you to be afraid of. If you do what I talk about in the proximity principle, which is get around people that are doing that data analyst type work, and it's called clarify and verify. So you think, okay, Ken, I think I want to do data analyst work or some other type of creative work around data. Great. Let's find people that are doing work that's very similar to that. And in talking with them and getting a real good idea of what a day-to-day situation looks like, what they love most, what they like the least, what it takes to get qualified, all that. In doing so, your heart's going to either go ding, 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 or okay? It just is. So you don't, it's not this risky venture that you're considering. It's, wait a second, I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to clarify and verify. And once I clarify what's involved, my heart will verify whether or not that's something I enjoy. And by the way, clarify and verify that it's a healthy culture too, because you can do that. You can find people that work in that company, whether you know them or not, and you go, what's the culture like? Trust me, they'll tell you. And get more than one opinion.
I really do. I thought I did my research with this new role on just, you know, looking at reviews of the company. But I think that reaching out, like you're saying, reaching out to people and actually talking to them, that would have actually been more.
There you go. So here's the deal. Jessica, you got this. You've learned from this last situation. So yes, start looking today. Find something, step into it, and keep pursuing the writing because you're supposed to. Hey, I got to go. But before I do, you matter. You do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.